Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Farsighted vision that looks to heaven. But if anyone does not have these qualities, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. 2 Peter 1:9. Try to focus on two different objects at the same time, and you'll succeed in seeing neither clearly. It's like having one eye nearsighted and the other farsighted. The result? Frustration and double vision. The same diagnosis provided by James for the double-minded person who is unstable in all he does, James 1:8. The only cure is single-minded focus, picking one path and sticking to it. Dwight L. Moody explains the pitfalls of trying to follow both forks in a road. Walk with Dwight L. Moody, an American evangelist who spoke to millions about Christ in the 1800s. The church is full of people who want one eye for the world and the other for the kingdom of God. Therefore, everything is blurred. One eye is long and the other is short. All is confusion. Abraham was long-sighted. He had glimpses of the celestial city. Stephen was long-sighted. He looked clear into heaven. The world had no temptation for him. He had put the world under his feet. Paul also had long-sighted vision. He had been caught up and had seen things unlawful for him to utter, things grand and glorious. When the Spirit of God is on us, the world looks very empty. The world has a very small hold on us, and we begin to let go of our hold of it and lay hold of things eternal. This is the church's need today. Oh, that the Spirit might come in mighty power and consume all the vile dross there is in us. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11.
The letter of 2 Peter, chapter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who, through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, have received a faith as precious as ours. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Abraham, Stephen, Paul, and others saw better things ahead than the things of this world. The Spirit of God controlled the focus of their lives. How's your spiritual vision? Are you like Abraham, looking forward to the city, whose architect and builder is God? Hebrews 11:10. That's the only path worth focusing on and following eternally.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.